with my mini me.
Shout out to the Clubhouse parent organization.
Yeah,
it couldn't be possible without them. They do great stuff.
All right.
Off the top of my head, do you want to end it with a song?
Shout out to DJ Phoebe.
Oh, of course. How could we forget about him?
Oh, no.
He's also making this all possible for
us. Let's see. The last with thing I've got. No, not that. What's going on, everybody? It's Slay Diddy, a.k.a. Professor Slay, a.k.a. Mr. WGXE, and you are listening to WGXE Acre 90.7 FM and WGXE.org. Listen in, y'all.
WGXE underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elizabeth Powell Leather Items of Craryville, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXE sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXE.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC and Art Oh My welcome Phil Klein's Unsilent Night back to Ghent this year. WGXC will broadcast Phil Klein's Unsilent Night from Art Oh My in Ghent. The event is from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, December 4th. You can participate at Art Oh My. You're encouraged to bring a mobile.
desire tonight. Open up
heaven.
Open up your mouths all over this room. Open up heaven.
Yes, Lord, open heaven, open heaven. Let the blessings come down. Praise the Lord and good morning, everybody. How you doing out there, huh? In Radio Land, yes. How you doing? Well, we're doing pretty good over here. Thank God for things as well as they are. Listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson in Catskill, New York. I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and this is The Bright Side. Yes, beloved, there is a bright side somewhere. And Sister Miranda Curtis was just helping us get there. Open Heaven, that's the project that we just heard from her, and we thank God for the opportunity to share. We got more good music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul this morning. But before we go there, I want to hear a good morning from our good friend, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AV Services, our audio engineer extraordinaire. How are you this day, sir?
I am well and blessed, and welcome to another great Sunday.
Yes, absolutely. Another great Sunday, the last Sunday of November. Can you believe it? This week is December. Right here. My gosh, how fast time is going. I don't know anybody who doesn't realize that time is speeding up. Them 24 hours aren't as long as they used to be. But that's no mystery either. There's scripture that told us it was going to be like that. So we just roll with it. We just go with it. But listen, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was beautiful. As people might have heard us on my show, my son cooked, and my kids, both of them, cooked, so they kind of did all the work, and it was super. It was delicious, and I'm still eating leftovers, so I'm happy.
I tell you what, so am I, and I'm not even mad about it. I tell you, boy. Those leftovers are pretty good. We spread the cheer. This was our first Thanksgiving with my, you know, since my dad has gone home to be with the Lord. And he was the great holiday cook, you know. And he was a great cook anyway, but holidays were really his thing. And my son is stepping up now. So I'm so excited about that. Yes, my son and my daughter-in-law are stepping up. And so they made the turkey and curried goat and greens and stuffing and cheese. Yes, they did. And then I did the ham and the duck and the yams and the cabbage. And then mom, she made potato salad. And one of our guests made cheesecake. And man, we had such a spread on our table. What a blessing. What a blessing. interesting to see how different menus, people use different menus for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Brussels sprouts was not on my table this year. I just got introduced to that. So maybe we'll do some Brussels sprouts next time. But it's just interesting how different communities have different staples for their Thanksgiving tradition. I know I had a young man here. He's telling me that they had tamales. He and his girl made the tamales, you know. So it's just a wonderful thing. But I'm glad to be here. And this is the first Sunday of the Advent season on the Christian calendar. Praise the Lord. Counting down to the celebration of the birth of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Yeshua the Messiah. So we are grateful for ability to start counting down. Amen, amen. So next week, beloved, we're going to be bringing you the Christmas melodies with a soulful sound. So don't miss that as we count down. But we wanted to share some songs before we get into the music of the season. Some good stuff, too. There's a lot of good Christmas music out there. But Jesus is the reason for the season, and he's the reason for our broadcast, too. So we got a lot of good music for you today with a message for your heart, your mind, and your soul. Coming up, we have Jesus Is Real by the New Community Choir. Also, after that one, we have Jesus Is Real, Changing Your Story. listen up for that one, Jekyll and Carr. And after he changes your story, you got a testimony. So you got to testify. But we have Testify, a work by Maverick City. And then after that, I believe. After you testify, you got to believe. That's Marvin Sapp. And after that, Great Things. Believe for those great things from Sister Precia Howe. And then I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today, November 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Have some fun, beloved. Listen and be blessed.
Sometimes I'm filled with love. Nowhere to go. Jesus comes along. Yeah. Makes me strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Ye
you're standing next to, and lift your hand in the air. That's it, lift your hand in the air. I don't know, but the enemy has been using against you to keep you from being what God wants you to be. But I came to tell somebody that that's about to change. I speak to everything that's been holding you captive, and I command it to let you go, to let you go. Lift your voice and say, God is taking me.
I've been marked by your presence. This one thing I won't forget. Oh, how mercy met dirty the day my life was spared. And I've been healed by those nailed hands through the lowest of nights. And I'm no longer a dead man. Now I walk in the light. So testify if God still provides. Tell the truth if he's been good to you. Raise a shout if he brought you out. Everything with breath, sing praises. How could we ever be silent? And there was never a moment when you left me.
I see.
testify. If God still provides, tell the truth. If he's been good to you, raise a shout. If he brought you out, everything with breath, louder and louder, make it louder and louder, until the whole world knows, until they know. Make it louder and louder, make it louder, make it louder, hey, make it louder, make it louder. Come on, sing it out. Until the whole world knows, make it louder, make it louder, hey, make it louder, make it louder, make it louder, make it louder. To the whole world, until the whole
listening to WPXC 90.7 FM, Aqua Hudson in Hatfield, New York. I am Pastor Kim, and there is a bright side somewhere right here on WPXC with me. Make the whole world know.
You've done too much for me to be quiet.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's just who you are, God. And it's what you do, God. I will never, ever be silent. Let the storms rage on. Let the winds begin to blow. I will be still, my soul. I will never be quiet. Never, never. Hey. So testify. So testify. God still
provides.
Come on.
Tell the truth. He's been good to you.
Praise a shout. If he brought you out. Everything with breath. Sing praise.
I as a believer, when you're going to question if God is really on your side. And the reason why you're questioning it is because of the simple fact it seems like the devil is hitting you with everything that he can possibly throw at you. But you need to understand something, beloved. You need to remember that the only reason why you're in that position now is because God had ordered your steps. And the only reason why the devil is hitting you like he's hitting you is because he has literally peeked into your future. And he sees what God's about to bring you into. That's why you can't depend on nothing but the word of God. Your word is true.
Your word is true.
It's true.
Is anybody out there believing God? Anybody out there believing God? Yes, beloved, I'm believing God.
shout it out one more time. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. Great things. That's real simple right there. Can you help me declare it over your life? Say, I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. Great things. In my life.
Great things. Hallelujah. You know, beloved, there are people who are looking towards the Christmas season and they're looking for great sales. I don't know. I heard on the radio they said that don't look for no great sales this Christmas season. The merchants have not been doing well. They're not going to be reducing prices. I don't know. But I know there are people that are looking for great things in the driveway during Christmas and great things under the tree. But you know what? I'm here to help us so that we can be focused. All right. We can be focused on the reason for the season. Yes, we're looking for great things. But that great thing that we're looking for is greater than anything that this world has to offer. That great thing of God coming into our lives and being with us on a daily basis. Somebody ought to shout right there, living a life in Jesus Christ, our mediator and an advocate, a bridge that brings us right there into the very throne room of God. Lord, I say thank you today for being able to be here and to share about some great things that God has done. In the word of God in John chapter 8, verse 12, we find Jesus speaks to the disciples and he says to them, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of Christ or the light of salvation. Whoever follows me will have the light of salvation. You know, beloved, light is important. I remember from my early education years, many years ago, how they talked about how the cavemen and, you know, they used to rub stones together and sticks together to create light. But way before the invention of electricity, man was looking for a way to pierce the darkness of night. And they found a way with the light. With the fire, with the flame. You know, light gives us warmth. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We have all these solar panels and solar lighting right now to help light our way, and solar panels to give us light from the sun to make it into electricity that we can be warm, right? Light allows us to be able to see, to have some vision, you know. Sometimes when we're not certain about things and it becomes clearer to us, it's like the light was turned on, right? One of the symbols for having our brains thinking is a light bulb, right? Light helps our perspective. It helps us to gain insight. It helps us to gain wisdom and vision. Jesus says that I am the light of the world. I give you perspective. I give you wisdom. I give you vision. And whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. I'm talking to you about light today because, as I said at the top of our program today, that today is the first day of Advent, the Advent season. And the first candle of the Advent season, a season of lighting candles, and also might I say that Hanukkah starts today, praise the Lord, that in Hanukkah also there is the lighting of the candles. The first candle in Advent is representative of Jesus being the light of the world, the light that came to the world to pierce the darkness, the thing all that covers and blinds so that we can't see our way. Can't see God. We can't see the things in life that God would want us to see or have the godly perspective about life that God wants us to have. There is something that is comforting about life. And so Jesus reveals to the disciples, I am the light of the world. I am comfort for the world. Yes, beloved, I know there's been a lot of things said and done in his name. But if you come to know his word and to know him as he truly was and truly is, you will know that those things are not in alignment with who Jesus is to the world. Jesus is a comfort to the world. He said, I came that you would have life and have it successfully and victoriously, abundantly. He says, I am the light. I am the comfort, that brings you to that understanding, that wisdom, that vision, that perspective. With light we can see, beloved. Jesus Christ shines so that we can see our way. You ever been in a situation and you just did not know how you was going to make it through? Some people get into that state and it gives them major depression. Some people get into that state and they become oppressed. They can't move forward. They can't move sideways. They can't move backward. You know you can't go back, right? But something about getting that focus on Jesus Christ, and he illuminates understanding to the fact that God is large and in charge. And if God be for us, who can be against us? And with God, we can do all things. And, you know, he comes to illuminate our understanding to that fact, that reality. I know I got somebody out there that can testify today. Jesus is the light. He turns on the light as we walk with him and we walk in his word and in his way. We don't walk in darkness. Yes, we may find ourselves in dark places sometimes, talking about being uncertain or not being able to see which way to go, but we won't stay there. We won't have to walk there for a long time because Jesus will illuminate and shine his light on the situation for us, make a way where there seems to be no way. Oh, I bless God today, beloved. Jesus, the light of the world. He said, whoever will follow me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of salvation. Hallelujah. Oh, I know there's some saved people out there today who can shout victory and say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, for bringing your light into my life. You know, beloved, when the light of Christ is shining on our lives, the light of Christ will shine in us. And others will see we're different than what we used to be. Can I get a witness? The light of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You know, in Isaiah chapter 9, and I'm going to wrap it up. But in Isaiah chapter 9, it tells us that the people were walking in darkness, beloved. And it says to the prophet Isaiah, the people who were walking in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined, beloved. That's a foretelling of what the Savior was going to do, who he is and who he is going to be for us in this world. Yes, we were walking in spiritual darkness, beloved. I know that I got some witnesses. I got some brothers and sisters who can testify to their time when they were walking in spiritual darkness, did not know God the way you know him, did not know that he sent his only begotten son to save you and save me and save us from the power of Satan and the darkness of this world, the demonic forces and all the other things that are aligned and assigned against God and the people of God. But Jesus came and made an open show and he brought you into that knowledge, beloved. Hallelujah. So you don't have to walk around in fear of anything living or anything to come. Don't have to live a life in fear. But by faith, you can walk victoriously in a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. He said the people who were walking in darkness, but they saw this great light. There was the shadow of death, but the light has shined on them. That's what we're celebrating when we talk about Christmas. Amen. Christmas. Amen. Christmas. Yes, that's what it is. The light that has come into the world. When you're stringing those lights, beloved, or you see those lights, beloved, decorating the houses and the lawns and the yards, think on the great light that has come into this world through Jesus Christ. Let it turn that light bulb on in your mind to the reason for the season. And Lord, help us to stay focused on Jesus, the reason for the season, not just during Christmas, but always. Let us let his light shine in our lives. Let his light shine on us. This is my prayer, beloved, for you and for me. And that's my spiritual social commentary for today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Let the light shine. Well, beloved, hallelujah. We're winding up out of time, but I do have some more music for you too. Music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, that's what we do right here. And this one is a project
hallelujah, that is given to us by Cain. Yes, he can. Can he do it? Yes, he can. Will he do it? Yes, he will.
Sometimes I wonder, is he faithful? Does he see me in my trouble? Does he understand? Sometimes I question if he's able. Can he rescue? Can he save me again and again? But when I look back, did he move every mountain? Did he part every sea? Yes, he did. So yes, he can. Oh, did he defeat the darkness? Did he deliver me? Yes, he did. So yes, he can. Sometimes those voices try to tell me I'm forgotten and I'm falling too far from his hands. But I know what kind of God he is, and I'm trusting in his promises. I'm believing and I'm singing. Yes, he can.
Oh, yes, he can, beloved. Listen, I tell you, I know sometimes you're like, what, God, where are you? I promise you, he is there. He ain't going nowhere. He's got a master plan. And if you're in his hand, hey, no man, no demon can snatch you out. Yes, he will. Yes, he can. You keep remembering that. You keep telling yourself that. Tell somebody else who needs to hear it too. Yes, he can. And yes, he will. Listen, beloved, my time is out. But I want to say again to my brothers and sisters, our brothers and sisters, the Jewish family in God, that they're celebrating their Hanukkah season starting today. So happy Hanukkah. And keep on keeping on, everybody. Listen, no matter how dark the day, no matter how gray the sky, and no matter how bleak the picture may look, the sun still shines. He shines. The light of the world is there. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip. You hold on until he gets there. Call on him. He's only a prayer away. You may not change the situation that quickly. He can help change you, though, and get you through. God loves you. I love you, too. Till we speak again, happy birthday, all you November birthdays, and happy Hanukkah. Pastor Kim saying God is good.
Keep you near the cross, and may your troubles show that you need God, and may your battles in the way they should, and may your bad days prove that God is good.